action fans out there in the geek internet world. We're here at San Diego Comic-Con. I just saw Brad Pitt. I just saw J.J. Abrams. My mind is blown. Producer Mike?
I hate to break the news. We tied you up and threw you in a duffel bag, and you're here not at Comic-Con. You're here at not at Comic-Con.
Oh, like that hashtag not at Comic-Con thing?
Yeah, no, it's Midtown is throwing this little shindig with Red Bull sponsoring them, I guess.
And Dark Horse.
And Dark Horse, where it's basically for the people who can't go to San Diego Comic-Con in New York City, and it's pretty fun.
So you're saying I'm Tony Wolf and I'm not at Comic-Con?
Exactly. Why don't you say it for them?
Can I put a hashtag on that? I'm Tony Wolf, and I am hashtag not at Comic-Con.
Can you literally put a hashtag in front of anything?
I just put a hashtag on my left nipple.
Wow.
It feels pretty good.
No, I like it. I like it there.
Okay, that's a little too strange.
As opposed to where it usually is. That's
oh, God. Take that hashtag and shove it. So we're going to be talking with people here at Midtown Comics, Times Square, live event.
Whether you like it or not.
Whether you like it or not. What, the hashtag or the people?
Both. Us talking.
Okay. And they're also doing Red Bull shots. It's going to be crazy.
Yes, it is going to be crazy. I want you to do a shot with Thor, who's the guy who... What is he? Does he run Midtown? Or what?
He's one of the main managers. He's a big wig at Midtown.
Yeah, and his name is actually Thor.
So could I do like Red Bull while standing on my head and like, what do they call that beer with the funnel?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We could do something like that. Yeah. I maybe more like with a... What is a hot water bottle? Like something like that instead?
That's from like the 50s when you had a cold, you had a hot water bottle.
But yeah, we can do it.
I was never that big a drinker, but I'm a Red Bull drunk.
Maybe I'm thinking of an enema bag. I don't know.
Well, we give enemas later in the action room.
Wow, I can't wait for that segment. Okay.
So we're going to see who we can find, who we can get from the crowd. Maybe there'll be some incredible encounters.
Oh, look who we have here.
All right, so we're here with our new super geek awesome friend, Zoe, who we met at the Scott Pilgrim thing. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Good, good.
Pretty good. Now, you were in the contest as Ramona, and you took what, second place?
No, yeah, I did. I took second place.
That Wallace Wells took first place. He's a guy, though, that doesn't...
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, he had a martini glass. I mean, can't really fight that.
Now, the purpose of this party at Midtown is the hashtag not at Comic-Con. Are you wishing you were at Comic-Con?
I wish I was at Comic-Con so bad.
But you had a Comic-Con in your basement.
I did. I had basement-con. I had a lot of friends over. We made really geeky cookies. We put, like, Avatar symbols and Star Wars symbols on them. We played Rock Band all night, and We dressed up in our costume.
You cosplayed?
Yeah, we did. We cosplayed. We took pretty cool pictures in my backyard. And Bradley O'Malley retweeted one of my pictures, and like it was like 100 new followers in like an hour. And
is that the Ramona Sharpie costume?
Yes, it was my Ramona Sharpie dress that he retweeted.
How long did it take you to go over the entire costume with a blue Sharpie?
Oh God, it took 2 days, 6 Sharpie markers, and a lot of Advil because it gave me a really bad headache because I kept inhaling.
The fumes.
The fumes from the Sharpie, so yeah.
It seems like all the coolest girls, if they can't get to San Diego, they're having conventions in their apartment.
I was going to say, is Basement Con like a thing for people?
Oh, no. We just decided, yeah, we were all in my basement, and we're all really pouty.
Well, I think that's the alternative now to San Diego, is a Basement Con. I mean,
so yeah, every year we're going to hold Basement Con.
And are you going to be at the New York Comic Con right here in New York?
Yes, absolutely. East Coast. Have to represent.
I can't wait till Basement Con is flooded. That's it.
Maybe the whale will jump up and jump into the basement.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool.
Anything else you want to say about the hashtag not at Comic-Con?
I think it's pretty cool that everyone's here and we're all celebrating in our disappointment that we live on the East Coast and not the West Coast. So I think it's really good that we're all together for this to celebrate together.
It's like we're consoling each other.
Yeah. What about geek karaoke? Are we going to do that?
That would be amazing. I think if we had geek karaoke, that would be...
What would the songs be?
How about geek orgies? Can we do that too?
I think that's what all of this is all the time anyway, so...
We're all geeks. We're here at Times Square.
Did I go too far? Is that what...
You might have, Producer Mike. You might have. And you want to shout out your Twitter thing so you can get even more followers?
Sure. My Twitter name is at bookishbelle, BookishBelle.
She's bookish and she's Belle like Beauty and the Beast.
I like how Tony's like, that Twitter thing, what is that?
You do it like David Letterman's like, you do the Twitter. Yeah, you know that thing that kids do.
140 characters or less, tell your life story. It's pretty cool.
And you're here at Midtown Comics, and do you listen to The Action Room?
I do. I listen to The Action Room every Friday and every Monday.
So you heard producer Mike vomit up some gum the other day.
I did. That was pretty awesome. Some gator gum. I didn't even know it existed.
Next week, I'm going to light myself on fire.
Oh, really? Wow. Awesome.
Just for the show.
Okay, so let's keep moving on. Thanks so much, Zoe.
Thank you so much, guys.
Are you guys here for the special party, or are you just here to check out some comics?
check out some comics.
So what else are you guys curious to look at today?
Well, I saw those different kind of rings in the front.
Oh, the rings? Like Green Lantern rings?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different rings. I saw that Star Wars book right there.
That's a pretty cool Star Wars book. It's an action figure book, right?
Yep.
It's free. Just take it.
Free?
What's your favorite book? Can I just ask the whole family real quick?
Well, I didn't have to say we're X-Men people.
X-Men? You're an X-Men family. If you guys were mutants, which one would you be?
Wolverine! Cyclops.
What about you?
That nigga. Oh, yeah. Professor X.
What about you? What mutant?
I like Gambit.
Gambit, really? Gambit. A female Gambit?
Gambit.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. We just talked to a comic book fan family. Thanks, guys.
So we're here live at the Action Room in Midtown Comics, not at Comic-Con Party, and there's a guy I met through the internet. I became a big fan of his graphic novel, Love Buzz, from Oni. It's Mr. Len N. Wallace, and he recognized me, and he's here. Len, how are you?
Yeah, you've got kind of a distinctive face, and I was like, I think I know that dude. So I walked over, and I was like, are you Tony?
You were like, is that Bob Saget, or is that Tony Wolf?
You do kind of look like Bob Saget, too.
Yeah, now I put that in your head. Now I'll never get any dates.
Yeah, now it's stuck there.
Now I'll have no Love Buzz. But your book, Love Buzz from Oni, really like made my day, and I loved it, and I emailed you about it.
Yeah, you've pretty much sung the praises of it for a while now, and I'm very grateful for that.
Like with Full House, would you like Tony to sit you down like Jesse and give you a life lesson?
Absolutely.
What is that life lesson, Tony?
You know, Len, life is tough, but if you persevere and write a book called Love Buzz that's really kick-ass that everyone should go buy, it'll work out. And you're on Twitter as Len N. Wallace.
Yep, that's...
You have a website you want to plug?
I do, but it's actually not made yet, but it will be wallaceswastedspace.com.
Wallace's Wasted Space. Len N. Wallace, I'm so glad you said hello.
Yeah, good to see you, man.
Thank you, man. We look forward to your next projects. All right, so we're here at Midtown Comics official, hashtag not at Comic-Con party, and we're here with Thor, who is like running Midtown Comics.
What's a hashtag?
It's like this Twitter thing. I don't know, but it's like a veil. You put it on your face when you get married.
A veil? You mean the band of veils that was on Lookout Records in the 90s? They were one of my favorite bands.
I thought it's a symbol like when you cooties, no cooties, you put your hands together.
I actually have cooties, so it's a sensitive subject for me, so let's move on.
There's a cootie recovery program out there. So Midtown decided to have this party. It's sponsored by Dark Horse and Red Bull.
Yes, they contacted us, asked if we wanted to throw a shindig, and I said, of course. The basic idea was for, you know, anyone that couldn't make it out to Comic-Con, we wanted to give them as close to a Comic-Con experience as we could in one of their favorite stores. So that's what we tried to do.
Very cool. You're having a trivia contest for the Red Bull shots and for prizes from Dark Horse.
Yeah, Dark Horse and Red Bull were both really awesome and gave us lots of free stuff to give out to people. So we did some Dark Horse trivia. We did some Red Bull chugging contest.
What was your favorite trivia question today, like a geek trivia question?
Well, Dark Horse does Star Wars comics, which I was a champion Star Wars trivia master in my heyday. So I pulled out a question that was sort of hard, mildly easy, yada yada. So the question was, how many engines did Princess Leia's consular ship have in the beginning of A New Hope?
Oh, that's a good question.
See, to me, that's a really easy question, but it's still, for the average person, it's hard, but it really distinguishes who's going to appreciate a Dark Horse Comics Star Wars prize, someone who knows about Star Wars.
How many engines? Who says the line that reveals this? I'm trying to remember it.
There is no line. You just have to actually watch the movie and count them. And
it's a visual thing. Okay.
It's a visual thing. Like, I know how many rats scurry by on the cell door in Return of the Jedi in Jabba's Palace. You have no idea how much I used to study Star Wars trivia. I've retired.
So you know what docking bay Obi-Wan and Han Solo agree to meet at?
Dude, come on. 94.
Yeah. That's one of my favorites. Also, I don't know this, but I think this would be a good question. What is the serial number that they yell when they're getting out of the trash compactor?
3263827. Boom!
Nice. Woo!
It's the fake phone number I give to anyone that needs a phone number.
Oh. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
No. Here, I want to do one thing. I think you guys should do a shot real quick. So,
do a Red Bull shot with us.
Hold on, let me...
I don't know how this is
going to
translate on
the
radio.
No. Okay, right now they're going to open up the shots of Red Bull.
That didn't work.
Crinkle, crinkle. I mean, you can't really hear it.
Okay, here we go.
You have to understand that I've had today already... what's the tally? 7 Red Bulls?
Hops
like full Red Bulls.
Well, it's a good thing the Guinness Book of World Records here. So eight in 3 minutes or however long it's been. Let's try it.
This is otherwise it'll be very uneventful.
Okay. Here we go.
Wait. Yeah. You guys are going to have to buy me an actual drink after this if I'm going to do this for you.
Fair enough. Okay, here. We need some audience for people to...
James, the cameraman of it.
How you doing, James?
Jason.
How you doing, Jason?
Hello, what's up?
All right.
He's also my brother.
Oh, wow.
But not a client.
Looked similar, but I didn't think.
All right, so here. Jason and me, producer Mike, we're going to make some noise as they chug the Red Bull. Here we go. Three.
I don't even know.
Two. One, go!
Glug, glug. Oh, wait. That was me already making the fake noise.
Tony's passed out in a corner.
Oh,
that was awesome. Jason and Thor, help us take us out to the break.
Thanks for listening. And after this slight music interlude, we're going to come back with some more stuff. And you better be here, because it's going to be sexy. And now we're going to make out. You're going to hear us making out.
Remember that old commercial? You sank my battleship.
I do, Tony.
Well, there is an amazing new website, and it has nothing to do with battleship. But it is called... YouBentMyWookie.com.
That sounds wrong.
You bent my Wookie. What if my Wookie got bent? What would happen?
I don't know, but it doesn't. It seems like you'd be.
In pain somehow.
Out of commission for a while.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Please don't bend my Wookie, action listeners, but go to this amazing pop culture website with all the latest news in geek culture, toys, and collectibles. YouBentMyWookie.com.
And you know what they have right now?
Oh, yeah?
An exclusive. And those are important for websites.
Exclusive, yes.
An exclusive
No
interview.
One else has this.
No one else. An interview with Corey Edwards, who's directing the Fraggle Rock movie.
Oh, my God.
I loved Fraggle Rock as a kid.
Oh, I completely love Fraggle Rock. All right. Gobo Moki Wembley Booba Red.
All right, so...
So my Wookiee is bent.
It is.
Ow!
Bend your Wookiee and go to YouBentMyWookiee.com.
As geek culture gets bigger and bigger, and as the San Diego Comic-Con becomes more and more of a Hollywood event, so too does the...
Nerd News!
I didn't understand that. What did that mean?
As geek culture gets bigger and Comic-Con gets bigger, the nerd news gets bigger.
Oh, okay.
So too does the...
Oh, okay.
It's very Shakespearean.
Wow.
It's very old school English.
I'll trust you on that one.
Yes.
So, wow.
This whole show is just going to be us saying wow. From here on, it's just the syllable wow.
I mean...
World of Warcraft.
Yeah, not World of Warcraft. But I mean, this is everything. This is all our dreams coming to fruition in this moment, this weekend.
I'll talk later about how I wept with joy, but...
Well, we might as well start. I mean,
we'll start with the tears, the bad kinds of tears.
Right.
The pain kinds of tears.
The Now, first off... part of the panels was also this Cowboys and Aliens. The Avengers one was the main panel.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys and Aliens one, which was pushed back a little bit, because as they said, it was delayed for nearly 20 minutes, pushing back the Avengers panel because of a seating scuffle where one attendee stabbed another in the face with a pen.
In the face?
In the face. But now it said, you thought maybe like in their eye or something, but it said it was a minor cut near the eyelid.
With a pen!
But let's face it, you know, a little
These geeks are vicious.
You know, too much geekdom is someone loses an eye, you know. The alleged assailant had bloodstains on his shirt, one of the free Harry Potter Comic-Con t-shirts given out earlier that day.
It's like the red badge of courage.
And I don't know. Oh, okay, now, along those lines, something that happened the other day, speaking of geek violence, Darth Vader robbed a Long Island branch in Chase... with a Long Island branch of Chase.
Chase Bank.
With a semi-automatic gun, and the newspaper, the article said, the Sith Lord is still at large. I don't know how the guy could get away in a Darth Vader outfit, but... So
apparently he was wearing a purple cape, which doesn't really go with the ensemble.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know that he was wearing camouflage pants, which is retarded.
Yeah, and a purple cape, that detail stood out for
me. Which is even more of a reason. How didn't they catch him?
I mean, yeah.
But now here's the thing. as everything gets bigger with geekdom, like you were saying, so does the geek violence, unfortunately.
Geek on geek violence.
So what are you thinking? Metal detectors on the next con? Or
you know, not only metal detectors, but we talked on our last show about Comic-Con sanitizing things.
Mm-hmm.
I read another story today that The Walking Dead, which is, you know, zombies and killing and action and gore.
And that's a big... They've been talking about on MTV Splash Page is The Walking Dead
stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah. It's being produced by AMC. Frank freaking Darabont is directing it and putting it together, and they wanted to show a scene with some zombie gore, and Comic-Con wouldn't let them. So maybe Comic-Con really is sanitizing things
too much. You're coming to my side. We need a new con now. And now
what would we call an alternative massive Comic-Con?
Exactly that. Alternative massive Comic-Con.
AMCC.
I mean, the thing is...
American Movie Channel.
When you think of it, now if there's going to be violence, what are you going to... People are going to not be able to bring pens to
then there's
going to
be the East Coast-West Coast rivalry.
Right.
The rappers are going to get involved.
Well, you know, we were talking to Zoe.
Then you're going to have a bodyguards and entourage.
We were talking to Zoe in the last segment
right.
at the, what was it called, the Not a Comic-Con party.
Not
at Comic-Con party at Midtown Comics. And she started her little basement Comic-Cons. I really think there should be some kind of like, I don't know, maybe it can be almost split up into like a few different hotels of like Comic-Cons that kind of focus on things as opposed to like one main kind of place.
And then it can be like geeks who want to stab each other, you go to this hotel.
Almost like a campus. For college,
right,
you know, a campus con.
Campus con.
I got it. I just made it up. All right.
You
so.
Create a college franchise.
Yeah, there you go.
But I just, man. I know it's funny. We didn't go to Comic-Con. All I saw on Twitter was Hall H. Hall H. Everyone's trying to get into Hall H. I guess Hall H was the biggest hall where the biggest stuff was held. People were killing to get into Hall H.
Literally.
Stabbing someone in the eye over a seat with a pen? Come on.
But this
I want to see that guy's psychiatric record.
This proves how big this how much this matters, Avengers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean
the mania.
I don't know. Like I'm when did you first hear about it? When did it break for you?
What?
The Avengers panel and hearing about all of it. Like
today? I mean it was last night, I guess.
Through Twitter?
It was Saturday night.
Okay.
Through Twitter, yes.
Yeah. It's everything, all the news is coming through Twitter now. Like, that's
basically
how it all works for people. I was talking to somebody the other day. They don't even go to the geek websites. It's all through Twitter.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
And Maria, actually, one of our correspondents, Teeny Geek, she said that a lot of her friends are dropping Facebook and just doing everything through Twitter. I was like, no, Facebook is still really big, right? She says, not for some of her friends.
So the next David Fincher movie, I guess, is about the makers of Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah.
But
you can't make 140 characters without losing a couple of sentences. I don't know. What
without stabbing some geeks in the eye. I just want to mention that the Cowboys and Aliens panel, they actually showed a teaser trailer.
Oh, okay.
Which is not leaked onto the internet, but descriptions of it, this is always the next best thing, is a detailed description of a shot by shot. It looks kind of amazing.
Yeah, no,
and
I don't know.
It is Favreau and these amazing actors.
I don't know what to think of it, but he was on, I was actually watching a second of Attack of the Show's coverage of San Diego Comic-Con,
right.
Which I also thought was funny because Olivia Munn commented on the thing that she did in our interview.
About the fact that she's not leaving.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying, you know, is she going to leave or whatever.
Right.
So I thought that was funny. But, yeah, I don't know. Favreau seems obviously really... Harrison Ford was at it, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I thought he appeared at the Comic-Con. I'm pretty sure.
He may have.
I might have.
Everyone did. I mean, Angelina Jolie was there. Everyone who's anyone was there.
I think even a comic was seen at Comic-Con.
Oh,
one,
no.
One comic.
The comic was stabbed in the spine. Get it? Spine.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I like that.
All right, so let's go now to the event which gave everyone geekgasms, orgasms throughout the planet Earth. The Avengers movie was officially announced.
We need to make an applause here.
Woo! Oh, my God. I have to strip naked and touch myself. I mean, it was a massive Avengers panel. I feel like I was there because we got to see some video filmed by an intrepid fan, Joe Salem 1 on YouTube.
But I've seen other ones obviously a million
Joe Salem
people were
filming. He was my first. But, apparently they didn't want fans to film, so they were, like, grabbing cameras away from people.
Right, right.
It's just
good
stupid.
Luck with that, yeah.
Floodgates will always open. But the panel
they
had...
They should have been taking the pens away from them.
All the stars of the Avengers movie.
Let's go through them.
The first time... And Samuel L. Jackson introduced them.
Okay, so it's Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury. Clark Gregg, which I think is funny, like, as if he needs to be up on there. But
right.
He played Agent Coulson.
Yes. He's the guy who unites all of them in the films.
Scarlett Johansson. And also, was he in anything before this? Like, was
no,
he a
non-actor? I mean, I think he was a character actor who you would see once every couple of years in like a small role in some movie.
Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow. Who's she? No, I'm just kidding. Chris Hemsworth as Thor. Chris Evans as Captain America.
Of
two
course.
Of which those movies haven't even come out yet,
right.
So we'll see how that goes. Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye. That should be interesting. Now, they're not going to make a Hawkeye
now,
movie.
Did you see, right? What was it? What's that movie, that Catherine Bigelow movie?
Oh, Hurt Locker.
Did you see the Hurt Locker?
I still have not seen
it. I have not seen it yet either.
But I hear
anyway.
It's great. But are they, are they making a Hawkeye movie?
No.
Okay.
He's just going to be... He's an ensemble character. I mean,
right.
Only if he really blows up as a result of being in the Avengers movie would they ever give him a spinoff movie. And they finally made the deal... Mark Ruffalo was confirmed to play Bruce Banner / Hulk.
Boo.
Yeah, I think he'll do a fine job. He'll do a decent job.
He's probably not going to be even in it that much anyway.
Well, that's
so.
The thing. He'll probably have two scenes when he's not CGI Hulk.
Right.
And Joss Whedon, officially, after months and months of the worst-kept secret in Hollywood, Joss Whedon confirmed that he will be not only directing the Avengers, but he's doing a massive script rewrite as well.
Well, here's the deal. Let's first play a clip of...
When I saw footage of these panels, it literally almost brought tears to my eyes.
Wow.
That in our lifetime, there would be not only these successful B-level Marvel and DC franchises, well, DC has yet to really get their shit in gear, but that we would see, before we die, Producer Mike, before we grow old and decrepit, an Avengers movie?
Wow, don't lose it right now. We're on the air right now.
Okay,
you got to put it together. Keep it together.
What clips are we gonna
do? Here's the deal. I just want to say, it's funny, in our lifetime, meanwhile, they're coming out in 2012, and that might be the end of our lifetime.
Well, apparently that's the end of the world. So.
All right, so let's
play. It'll be Avengers, and then, okay, we're good. Thank you,
you can't
humanity.
Do better than that. Yeah, I mean, think about all the kids that are growing up after this generation. What else is there to do?
Will
the
Avengers be their Star Wars?
Yeah. I guess.
Anyway.
These
clips were also hilarious.
Yeah, let's play first Robert Downey Jr. talking about, you know, kind of introing the whole sequence, the whole panel and stuff. Actually, Samuel L. Jackson started it, but then Robert Downey took over for him. Here you go.
Listen here. Don't anybody stab anybody anywhere until I'm done talking. I come before you a very humble man, strangely, this evening, to be in this most excellent company. I don't mean to mention other movies. Did anybody see Inception? Do you like that? I think that was probably just about the most ambitious movie I've ever seen. And then I thought, wait a goddamn second. Marvel Studios is going to take all of their top superheroes, and they're going to put them all together in the Avengers. That's the most ambitious movie I've ever seen.
All right.
Robert Downey Jr. never ceases to entertain and amaze.
He's amazing.
And you know what? He was humbled.
Mm-hmm.
He was humbled. You have a great ego, not in a bad way. You're hilarious. You're charming. But what's also cool is that Chris Hemsworth as Thor actually towers above everyone else on the panel. All the people complaining that he's not big enough, that he doesn't look impressive enough or godlike enough, suck on that.
And I like Robert Downey. Anybody who bashes Inception is a friend of mine.
Well, he didn't really truly bash. It was an interesting sort of up-down, you know.
No, I understand. I mean, he had to say what he said because it's true. This
but
is
it's, a
going...
clever, it's a clever observation to make. This, like you said to me the other day, Producer Mike, this could be the biggest movie ever.
I was just going to say, this is the biggest. I mean, can you think of anything?
The phenomenon of it.
What else is bigger? You could
Star Wars, and if this movie is good, Avengers.
As far as cast-wise, you could argue that something like an Ocean's 11 was like a big, epic thing.
But nothing else like this.
With the effects it's going to be.
With this level of stars in an ensemble, the first superhero group, like Stan Lee says it, a superhero with that accent, superhero group movie.
All right, now here's...
oh my God. Now, I'm surprised DC is not announcing a Justice League movie like everyone rumored they might.
Well, you know, they wanted to give this to Marvel, but they'll come back maybe next year.
They're still developing a Flash movie. Green Lantern sounded exciting.
They have a lot to work on. So Joss Whedon is the director. I want to ask you a question about him, but first let's play a clip of him talking about, you know, how he felt.
Also always entertaining.
If I may, just very briefly, I want to say that I have had a dream all my life, and it was not this good. I want to thank Kevin so much
for bringing me on, for trusting me, and assembling my dream team. This is the Avengers. A team is more than the sum of its parts. This cast is more than I could ever have dreamed of working with. More, and I am going to blow it. Just so you know, I am going to, I'm not up to it. I'm very nervous. I need your love, and I need your support. All right. Thank you. I feel better.
Okay, that was funny.
Yeah.
And,
we love Joss. I love Joss, at least.
All right, so this is the thing. Anybody who listens to the show knows that I'm not the biggest fan of Joss Whedon, but not because I haven't seen much of his stuff, just because what I've seen I haven't really enjoyed. So this is my question to you. Pretend I'm an executive at a studio, and I don't know anything about this guy, Joss Whedon.
Right.
Pitch me why he should be the Avengers director.
Okay. All right, producer Mike, let me tell you something. I just had lunch with Lou Wasserman and Steven Spielberg, and I'm the head of a very powerful studio. And
no, I'm the head. You have to pitch me.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're the head.
You're
of
Marvel. Okay. You have to pitch me.
Okay.
Well, we have this guy named Joss Whedon.
No, anyway. Okay, he's Joss Whedon.
Why, who is this Joss Whedon
guy? He created Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
And that led to a very profitable franchise, which includes Angel, comics, T-shirts. The fans, they love this guy. The comic geeks, they love Joss Whedon. He gets character. He's a smart director. He's an extremely good writer. Everyone loves him. He had a show called Firefly that was also a massive cult hit. The fans wanted it back so much, $, that they brought a movie in called Serenity. He's created stars. Joss Whedon is the man who made, who played Willow? Oh my gosh, I'm Allison Hannigan.
Right.
He helped Neil Patrick Harris resurrect his career. He made Nathan Fillion a star. He made Christina Hendricks a star. Now, that should be where the studio executive really gets a boner.
You got me interested, kid, but listen to this. Well, now, this is going to be the biggest...
And he loves comics. He grew up reading comics and the Avengers. He's written X-Men for Marvel for 3 years, and it was brilliant.
But this is the biggest movie ever. We already have the biggest stars. Why him over somebody like a J.J. Abrams?
Because J.J. Abrams is not a comic book fanboy, and Joss Whedon is. The fans want a fellow fanboy. Joss Whedon used to have the Buffy ensemble say Avengers Assemble in episodes. Joss Whedon gets these characters. Also, a lot of fans have been concerned about how do you unite the separate tones and styles of something like mythology, like Thor, or Captain America, the World War II nostalgia, Iron Man, this sort of snarky, very modern Robert Downey Jr. thing. Joss Whedon has made a lifetime career out of this theme. All of his shows, including Dollhouse, which wasn't apparently very good, but I only saw a few episodes. Oh, I'm still pitching it. Okay. they're families made up of misfits who don't really fit anywhere else but with other misfits, and they create this sort of dysfunctional family like all our families in humanity, Mr. Studio Executive, are dysfunctional.
All right, he'd be perfect to do the Bionic Six movie, but not the Avengers.
Oh, the Bionic Six movie. They had a huge panel where two guys mud wrestled each other.
So here's the thing. No matter, I'm kind of getting convinced. I think no matter what I say about
and
this.
And I believe he knows the gravity of the situation.
Right. No.
How important and how good this movie has to be.
His joke is, you know, a reflection of that. Now, the thing is, no matter what what I think of him, this is the biggest movie in the world, and everybody's going to be on him.
I like how he also said, I'm totally going to blow it.
I'm totally
going to ruin this movie.
Yeah, so I think that people are going to be on him. They're going to, like, go through this like a fine-tooth comb.
And he knows.
And he knows that, and I
so
know
does
that.
Marvel Studios.
And so I feel like it'll probably work out. But here's the deal. Like a woman, I need constant affirmation, reaffirmation.
Right.
I need constant love. I need you to tell me that I'm beautiful.
It's going
to
be okay.
So
it's going to be okay, Producer Mike.
I'm just warning you, Tony, that for the next 2 years, I might keep asking you, why are we having Joss Whedon direct the Avengers, okay?
Okay. But you never really saw Buffy.
You've only seen his weakest stuff.
I mean, you saw Dollhouse. You've never watched. You love Christina Hendricks. You should sit down and rent Firefly.
Okay.
Or Buffy.
One of these days.
Firefly.
Actually, maybe we can have a little bit of a...
Have you ever seen other Joss Whedon things ever?
What else? I saw the original Buffy movie.
No. Anyway. All right.
Okay. So now, apparently also, I saw everything I shouldn't see of Joss Whedon.
Well, that's the thing. You've seen the worst.
And I've met him. We got an ID from him.
We do have an ID. We should dig that out at some point. So they also showed teaser trailer footage of the Thor and Captain America movie.
Okay.
And apparently they showed Chris Evans in his Captain America costume. But the trailers, the teaser trailers, were only at Comic-Con, and so far they've done a good job of actually not having that footage leak to the public.
And personally,
there are descriptions of them.
I don't want to see that kind of like filming a screen at Comic-Con version of it. I want to see the real teaser trailer.
I bet in about a week they've got to release them to the public, if not sooner.
They even released the audio. I'm like, I don't want to listen to it.
I listened to the audio. I had a geekasm listening to the Thor audio.
All right, well, I'm sure it's amazing.
Anthony Hopkins as Odin.
Now, they said that there's some crossover now with the Captain America.
A little bit, They're planting some seeds. Right. And what's his name? Hugo Weaving said that he took the Red Skull's voice from, I think it's a famous director, Werner Herzog.
Oh, yeah. Totally, yeah. No, he's great.
Apparently, Werner Herzog always sounds like he's a crazy, world-dominating crazy person.
You should. I like how you say that Hugo Weaving guy. Hugo Weaving? I don't know.
Hugo Weaving. He weaves.
Sounds like somebody else.
Hugo Weaving?
Yeah, I don't know. Hugo.
Sounded like someone else?
Yeah, I don't know. Hugo Weaving?
Hugo Weaving.
Do you remember Weevil Wobbles?
Weevils wobble.
They don't fall
but
down.
But they don't fall down. There's also a lot of rappers with like they have references to weevils in their rap.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Hugo Weaving.
The turntable falls over, but it don't fall down. Boo, boo,
oh, right,
boo,
that's Run DMC.
Yeah.
Hugo Weaving Wobbles, I think, is the next toy.
Hugo Weaving Weevils Wobbles.
All right, and the other thing.
Snail! The weevils! Save and take over!
Could you say that? And say the weevils wobbles, but they don't fall down.
The weevils wobble, but they do not fall down. Heil Hitler!
Okay, the other thing that.
Double! Schnell! Okay.
The other thing that I thought was, what else would you like to order, Hitler?
I would like an old beef patty, two sauce, special cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun! Okay, anyway.
Okay, wow. Talk about sidetracking.
Who knows?
But the other thing I thought
the
was.
The Avengers movie! I want it now!
Anyway. The other thing that I thought was interesting is that MTV, this is how big geek culture
MTV
is getting.
MTV already has its own comics page called MTV Splash Page, and now there's a rumor that they're going to form an entirely different other site devoted specifically to comics.
I mean, I was upset.
It's like a site upon site upon site.
I was upset that MTV had like kind of abandoned music videos. But if they're basically taking geek culture to replace it, I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome. So,
well, you know, one of the things I believe your dad had said to us a while ago, and you mentioned this too, is Comic-Con becoming too commercialized and too Hollywood? Well, yeah, but isn't that what we all sort of wanted?
It's kind of like it's like anything else. So
be careful
what you wish
what
for.
You
yeah.
wish for. So Action Room, when you know when we're replacing Jimmy Fallon 6 years from now, be careful what you wish for, Action Room.
All right, so I think that's it. That's the end of the show.
Wow, my mind is blown, and maybe my wad is blown too.
Okay, and with that, let's end the show.
With that, all right, so of course, we are the Action Room. Thank you for listening and making us the hottest up-and-coming geek podcast on the internet that's not already on Sirius. And we have new radiosodes every Monday and Friday morning sharp. We've also got a Facebook fan page. You can like us, join us, lick us on Facebook. And you can follow us and join the Action Room festivities on Twitter.
Because Facebook's going down.
Apparently it is, other than the David Fincher movie.
Yeah, so I think that'll put the nail in the coffin. I think Twitter's the way to go now.
Oh, way to go. Everything goes through Twitter. It's like the Millennium Falcon going through the little asteroids because it's thin.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. All right, so you with your Superman T-shirt today.
Oh, I have a Superman T-shirt in honor of Comic-Con.
And so are you just going to fly out the window now because you're so high on this news?
Yes, actually, Producer Mike, I'll test my newfound powers of flight right now.
Tony, you can't actually fly.
It'll be all right. You'll believe a man can fly, Producer Mike. Here I go.